You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready. I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
The Hemophilia Foundation of Greater Florida has been serving people with bleeding disorders since 1996, and their goal is to improve the quality of life by offering programs and services to support healthier and more independent lives. And on October 27th is their fundraising event called the 2018 Orlando Creepy Crawl. It's going to take place at Baldwin Park. And here to tell us all about it is Leah Nash. Leah is the development manager of the Hemophilia Foundation of Greater Florida, and she brought a guest.
Thanks for having us. This is Heather Bennett Seitz, and she is a part of our bleeding disorders community. She's a mom, and her child has hemophilia.
Before we get any further, tell us about hemophilia.
Sure. Hemophilia is a bleeding disorder. It is when a person does not have a clotting factor. So there are different types of hemophilia, actually. There's hemophilia A and there's hemophilia B, which means you're missing either factor 8 or factor 9. And there's actually even more rare cases of hemophilia that I could go into, but it would take a really long time. We also cover von Willebrand's disease, which is another bleeding disorder the foundation covers.
Just to be clear, hemophilia keeps your blood from clotting. Let's say you get a cut, and normally what happens is your blood eventually it will stop bleeding because it clotted.
Right.
But when you have hemophilia, that doesn't necessarily happen.
Exactly. So there is the possibility of you not being able to clot. And in a rare case or a very severe case, it could cause death.
Now, a lot of people think that that means that you're going to, you know, bleed out, as they say. But it's not necessarily the truth. It's that you bleed longer.
Well, it could be either. Heather, I know that you have had experience in your family. Hemophilia is a hereditary disease. So once a person has it, they kind of know it may continue in their family.
Yes. So typically it's not a situation, if it was just a minor cut, that you would bleed out. With my son, he has sometimes scratches his face. And what we do is you just apply pressure to it. And if he scratches his face in the night, it's clotted by the morning. So it clots. It just takes a lot longer to clot. You're not, they don't bleed any faster. They just can bleed longer, like you said.
Right. So how did you find that out? What was the first clue that he had that?
My dad had hemophilia A. And so at birth, both my sons were tested.
And with Heather, one son has it and one son does not. So the oldest
does not.
So it's hereditary, but not necessarily everybody gets.
Exactly.
There is a 50-50 chance that any son that I have would have hemophilia, and also a 50-50 chance that any daughter that I have would be a carrier.
All right, so how does that change? Because now you have two kids, right?
Yes.
And one has it and one doesn't. What are the differences with, like, their lives, how they live their lives every day?
Not really any different. I'm an overprotective, as they say, kind of parent anyway. And so because of that, it hasn't been any different with Josiah than it was with Malachi, because I was already very protective with Malachi.
Well, let me ask you this. You said it's in your family, so maybe you've had more experience with this.
Yes,
because it seems to me when I first heard about it, or read about it, that's my first thought was that, oh, you get a cut and you don't stop bleeding.
Yeah.
And as a parent, I would imagine that would just
be scary.
Yeah. Right.
Initially, I was panicked. When I was in high school, my dad passed away. And so shortly before he passed away, a couple years before he passed away, he was in and out of the hospital. And so initially, I was very concerned and very stressed. But then after speaking with hematologists and others from the foundation, actually, I understood, okay, it's not quite as scary.
At the foundation, we really encourage families to be active and be proactive about learning about their disease. And that's why we're here. One of the things we do is provide educational programming so that if someone, a mom that is maybe overprotective, we have a nurse on staff, and she can learn about how to raise a child with hemophilia. Our nurse can go to the school and talk to the principal or teachers or the school nurse about living with hemophilia. Also, in terms of medication, you can what we call factor up. So if you know you're going to go do something that is very, very active, our medical professionals recommend that you factor up, and that means taking more factor before a physically active event.
See, I didn't even think of that. Like when your child goes to school, well, I guess you have to educate your child, number one, right?
Yes, sir.
So how do you do that? I mean, first of all, how did you explain to your child that
he is still young.
Yeah.
He's almost 3 months, and then my older son is almost 2. And so we have started with my older son saying, you have to be careful around Josiah because we have to protect his head because that's the most vulnerable. So we're already teaching him that. And with my nephew, I have a nephew who is 5, and we had a conversation with him when Josiah first met him. We have to be careful with him because we kind of explain it in a child version, because if he gets a bruise, it could end up a situation where he has to go to the hospital. And just you talk to them on their level, and then you just kind of go from there.
And how do you prep the school?
We do have an outreach nurse and a social worker. So we do have presentations available. We have the social worker, Dina, who can go and speak to the nurse at school or the principal or the teacher. And we also have an outreach nurse, so she can talk to the nurse on a more clinical basis as well. And I was just also going to say, in terms of folks with hemophilia, when we say bleeds, sometimes we do talk about bleeds that happen like cuts, like Heather was saying, but sometimes the bleeds will happen in a joint and you can't really see that. So the hemophiliac kind of has to be really knowledgeable about his or her disease and be able to tell you it feels different, especially with a child. Mm-hmm. They have to be able to say, it feels like I'm having a bleed. And they have to recognize those symptoms.
Wow, so much. And
right.
That's now you see why there's a Hemophilia Foundation
and
exist.
And that's why we're here.
That's
yes,
why.
So exactly.
You go on the first of all, let's give the website out. What's the website?
We are at hemophiliaflorida.org. And some of the services that we offer to our bleeding disorders community beyond the education that we just talked about, we offer scholarships. This year we gave out almost $40,000 in scholarships to 20 recipients. We also offer a camp. So kids aged 7 to 17 can go to a medically supervised camp where they can have fun and understand and be more independent. And there's nurses and doctors there that can kind of care for them who know about hemophilia. They can become more independent by reaching out to other people with hemophilia. So it's like kids with hemophilia hanging out with each other and other bleeding disorders. And we also teach them how to self-infuse there if they're ready for it. So when you are getting Factor, it's an infusion for the most part. And we teach kids as young as 7 to infuse themselves because they're going to have to be doing it throughout their lives.
Now, when you say Factor, what is that?
That's what you're missing. So when you have hemophilia, you're missing Factor. So it might be Factor 8 or Factor 9 or another one. There's even more rare ones than that. And when we are medicating, we're giving the person Factor. So that's the medication they receive.
Wow. You think about growing up as a kid. Me, I just, you know, I would fall down and okay.
Right.
As you get older, you just get up and walk away. And mm-hmm. Or if you know, I got a cut. Okay, no biggie. And that's my life. But I
right.
can't even imagine. This is just blowing my mind that you have to poke myself with this pencil. Oh, what's happening
right.
now? What did I just do? How do you get your children to get past that so they can live as normal as possible?
I think that a lot of it is education, because as long as you're educated on what to do, really in anything in life, my life has brought a lot of hardships, but as long as you're educated and you know how to handle it, that is the biggest component. In my case, my dad had hemophilia. My uncle is alive and he has hemophilia and he's in his late 60s. And he and I were talking the other day. His parents were missionaries to Jamaica for 4 years and they all went there. He was telling me about his childhood and he said he had a wonderful childhood, you know, and that was many years ago. And now there are so many advances that I think that Josiah is it's even going to be better for him.
You think of it?
I do agree. Treatments have changed since then, for sure. So there's a lot of different treatments. There's a lot of longer acting treatments. And then there's things like we just talked about with Camp Spirit. We send the kids to camp so they can meet other kids and learn to have fun with each other and learn more about their disease so that they can be proactive when they go out and do things.
Boy,
you know, they can select the activities that they want to do.
That is so important. I've had a lot of folks on here with kids that have various things, and they always say when you get a bunch of kids in the same room or going through the same thing, it really raises their spirits. It's like, you know, okay, well, everybody's fine here, and we're going to do this together, and I'm not alone in this. That's got to be great. Now, one way you can find out more about this, besides going on the website, mm-hmm. which is hemophiliaflorida.org, you can go to the Creepy Crawl 5K.
Yes.
This is going to take place on October 27th at Baldwin Park.
Yes.
And I missed it. And Vampire Mile.
Yes.
All right. So obviously, this is a Halloween-based thing. I hope so, right?
Yeah, okay. It sure is.
All right. So let's talk about the Creepy Crawl 5K.
Well, we are taking a different perspective on the 5K. We are not making everybody wake up at the crack of dawn. We we're actually doing ours in the early evening, so it will be an actual creepy crawl. We have registration at hemophiliaflorida.org/Orlando. But if you happen to not register ahead of time, we hope that you do. But if you happen to not, on-site registration begins at 4 o'clock. The 5K begins at 5. But if you don't want to do a 5K, we have a vampire mile available too. So the vampire mile will be a short 1-mile walk, and we're actually going to have some fun photo stops along the way.
Now, I'm looking down at all the things you have here. Of course, you've got the frightening food,
mm-hmm.
and you've got the creepy costume contest, which I could probably win just by showing what I'm wearing now. But you have something here called cackling candy.
Well,
what
it's just for
that?
Fun. We just have all this candy there for everybody.
And oh, I get it. Cackling like
we can just cackle like a witch while we eat it.
Ah, I see. See, you have to go slow with
That's
me.
That's okay.
Now, you don't necessarily have to have hemophilia or have kids with hemophilia. Just, you know what? This is for everyone. Show
this
up
is for
and
everyone.
Get knowledgeable.
Yeah. We want to have a very fun event. We want to offer a 5K for all the folks out there who like to run. We're giving away, you know, some glow-in-the-dark necklaces and glow-in-the-dark bracelets to make it a lot of fun. It'll be around Baldwin Park, so it goes around the lake, which is a beautiful 5K route. And then after the 5K and the walk, we'll do awards. So there are 5K awards for different age groups. Then we're going to have a fun Halloween party. We're going to have tons of games, prizes, all kinds of things, cackling candy.
So you got to go just see what that is.
Absolutely.
All right. So see, and the good thing about it, one of the good things about it is it's on October 27th, which is before Halloween.
Exactly.
So it's one of the events leading up to it.
Exactly.
So
it's your pre-Halloween event. It's your way to practice. So.
Don't you hate it when they have everything's on the 31st and you have to pick, you know, especially if you have kids, you have to pick one.
Right.
This one's great. You can just, you know.
For kids, this is really great too, because it's, you know, it starts at 4, the registration, the event's at 5. So we're kind of trying to get you out of there. Some kids, you know, have bedtime, so they have to, you know, you can get them out of there before bedtime too.
And like I said, you know, there's one thing about reading about things on a website or in a book or a paper, but when you go to an event like the Creepy Crawl 5K for hemophilia, you get to talk to people like Heather, and you know, for me, I had a very, very shallow view of what it is, but even now, just talking to you in this, we've been only been talking maybe 10 minutes, now I understand that everything probably is manageable. And if you just have the right attitude and the right information, more importantly, you can get through, because there's other people, you know, you're not alone. It doesn't matter what it is. You're not the only one, especially if you're a kid.
Since finding out about my son, we happen to find out that a lady we go to church with has von Willebrand's. And my husband was talking to her husband, and they were just kind of talking about just life. And it came up, and Kevin was like, oh. He was telling him about the foundation, and just especially von Willebrand's is not as uncommon as you might think. It's a lot more common than people think.
Hemophilia, but undiagnosed. That's the thing. A lot of people have it, but it's undiagnosed.
That's what's scary about it is, you know.
With von Willebrand's.
Right. And then you go to events like this and you find things out. You find out about symptoms maybe or something to be looking for. And and you realize, oh, okay, I got a support group I can go to. You know, they can help out, especially if you're a parent and you got kids, right? And
that is one of the things that I love about working for the foundation is I get to see all these families get to know each other and support each other. And sometimes it's not a support group. Sometimes it's a text to each other. It's just nice to know that we bonded them somehow.
And you never know. Like you just said, you just found out somebody you probably see every day has been going through this. And of course, they're not going to tell you because they're trying to do it themselves. But as we find out here, it's better if you have a group of people and you hang out.
Totally.
So go to the Creepy Crawl 5K on October 27th at Baldwin Park. It starts at...
Registration is at 4, but the 5K begins at 5.
So it'll be darker than
it'll
I think.
Be a little bit darker.
Yes.
Not too dark,
no,
but good,
you know,
good
be,
enough. Yeah.
All right, so it's October 27th at Baldwin Park, which is, you know, Baldwin Park's great anyway. Creepy Crawl 5K put on by the Hemophilia Foundation of Greater Florida. Like I said, you don't have to have hemophilia or know somebody does. It's good just to sometimes find out about stuff, because as Heather just said, you might run into somebody who says that and you go, oh, I know about that.
The other thing is that hemophilia, I've been reading a lot about it, and actually 1/3 of cases that have been diagnosed are not those where they have a family history. So it could be just a mutation in the gene without a family history of it. So as we go on, there are going to be more people that will be affected by hemophilia.
It's spontaneous.
It is. What a better way to find out about something by just going to an event.
Right.
You have the fun and the facts.
There you go.
Yeah, you can have that. The fun and the facts. All right. It's the Creepy Crawl 5K, October 27th at Baldwin Park, benefiting the Hemophilia Foundation of Greater Florida. Well, Leah Nash and Heather Bennett-Seitz, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you.
Thank you.